Everybody, happy Friday. So today is February 20th, 2015. And do a clearing here, if you like, for something that happened in your life that seemed to maybe cause you anxiety, stress, an emotional something. Maybe you had a problem where you got hurt. So we can do a little quick pain clearing or one of the emotional ones here. So I'll just think of a situation. And here we go. I'm going to release that energy from you. This will bring peace to that energy that you're dealing with. And this is going to bring peace to this energetic body that also, you know, resonates back and forth with you. So here we go. Think of that one particular situation, issue, occurrence, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next we're going to bring up the light beam. So there's three of them if you wish. If not, we'll do the one. The first one will be the male energies, and there's three males coming forward. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next will be three of the non-gender light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last light beam will be the female. And it'll just be one female energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay. So we'll bring our co-host on. So are you around, Cindy?
I made it, Ron. Thank you so much. And welcome to everyone else that have made it to Ron's show tonight. And we are on BBS Radio Station 2. And if you would like to communicate with us tonight, the best way is to go on to the CLS Fast Chat page and share your comment, question, or your testimonial. If you require a response, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So again, welcome everyone, and I'm thinking that we probably have some new people, Ron, from the expo. And tonight is Paranormal Friday, and it is February 20th, 2015. And very exciting night. And Ron, I'd like to open the show with a fast chat feedback that we received. And it starts out saying, "Why am I confused? I have been confused on what days it is." And it started on Wednesday. And I've just been off a day, and even this morning, just as I was waking up, I thought it was Saturday. So this person wants to know, what is going on?
Well, I guess the first thing you would tend to think is, gee, am I under some kind of attack? Are they taking away my consciousness? Am I being numbed out? Maybe being made to be stupid? Something like that. Well, what I think it is, remember, we're dealing with the Chinese New Year's, which started on the 20th, which is today for us, but for them, since they're ahead of us, they're actually, on the 21st. So for us, it could have started on the 19th, but basically, we all know, at least I hope you all know, since 2012, they've been bringing in brand new timelines and the major dark side ascension where they took away 95% of the population of humans and they got returned as clones. So we're living in a cloned reality of artificial intelligent bodies. Now that was, we'll just say January 1st, just to pick a date here, of 2013. Did the same thing on 2014, taking away more people. And now we're in 2015. Now, naturally, the Chinese have their own system. And so they're probably, what I can perceive, is bringing in the Chinese timelines. This is your new year, so it wasn't on the 1st of January. It's, you know, say, you know, 2 and almost 3/4 months later. So they're probably doing the same thing over there with the abduction of Chinese people, and also bringing in timelines. And those timelines now have to intermix and relate to our timeline, because we're all living on planet Earth. So we have to be able to have a way to connect the timelines. So what's going on? You're probably having the energy hitting you so hard to try to interface and connect with you so that their timeline will be on your timeline. And I did feel maybe a month ago, 6 different timelines coming in. I go, this is really weird to see 6 brand new timelines. And maybe that was the maybe the precursor, or just the energies coming in. Let's just kind of stick around, be here until they could actually cement them on the 20th. So that's probably what's going on, is that you're being confused, not knowing what day it is, because naturally they're changing and bringing in new timelines, which could confuse you. Maybe even not even knowing where you are, possibly, or you know, seeing the time differences throughout the day as not being linear like it would be for you. This depends how they're connecting you to the Chinese timeline that's coming in, that has come in, you know, today, and more than likely came in yesterday, because that was their time. So, you know, when you were sleeping, it was their day, and basically you were dealing with that timeline, but you were sleeping. You're not going to know about it when you're sleeping. So that's what I would say. You're dealing with the Chinese New Year's timeline coming in, timelines, probably 6 of them, to take people sideways, being Chinese in the, you know, in that part of the country, but it's going to affect you because we're all on the same planet. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That was a lot to take in there, Ron. Very interesting. Well, I'm also curious if other, some of our listeners actually have been experiencing some similar types of activities, or I don't know what else, maybe notice people missing on certain days that they were supposed to be in a specific spot. So feel free to send us your information on the Fast Chat feedback, or you can send an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and let us know. That's just fascinating, Ron. This is the first time that it even occurred to me that that could happen, because I just thought it was kind of a null type of activity.
Yeah, so let's get rid of that timeline, everybody. This is your choice. I choose not to be on the Chinese timeline, okay? Because I want to be on my own timeline and be in the now. And so you can just see how strong it is to knock people off their feet, we'll say. But let's get rid of that timeline and get it back into the now. So here we go. Releasing the energy from you. 1, 2. In fact, I'm going to do it differently. What I'm going to do is, I want to do one hour at a time, but everybody's in different time zones. So what I'll do is count to 30. When I count to 30, that will mean that that could be, we'll just say an hour for each one of these particular moments, but it could be more than that or less than that, depending on where you are. So I'll just take the number 30, and it'll be resetting you back 1 hour at a time until you're back onto the CLS, you know, now timeline, which is in the moment. So here we go. You might actually feel yourself getting dizzy as these timelines are now being unplugged from you and you put back into the present now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. So you should start to feel the energy leaving you. Remember, these are energetic cordings to put you onto a whole different set of timelines. So if you start wrapping your head around that, you're going to realize, wow, this is really strange. And it's even stranger that something out there can do that to you with astrology. So back to you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ron, for getting this on the right timeline. And it'd be interesting to hear feedback from people after the clearing that you just did for us, too, to see what they're feeling differently. So thanks for your participation. Send your info to us. Okay. Ron, we do have a request to clear the date because of the 3-2. So today is February 20th, 2015. Would you be able to help us with that?
Sure, okay, here we go. So clearing out the 2 or February or and February. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the 20, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we got 2015. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I just wonder how far back that energy is before it actually, you know, when it started. So I'm going to go back 10 years. So this would be interesting. Let's clear away 10 years ago. So that would be, 2005, February 20th. Because they may be, you know, making these timelines to kind of like puzzle pieces to come into place, and then all of a sudden they get solidified, kind of like nanotechnologies. So here we go. Let's clear 2005, February 20th. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm yawning, so it did have some effect on somebody out there, or maybe multiples people. So now we're at, maybe you could give the right to the year down so I don't lose track of it, Cindy, so we're at 06 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 07. I think my eyes hurt. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 08. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 09. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll probably should have said 20, but we know that it's working that way. So 2010, 1, or 2010, 1, the different energies there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 2011, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just for fun, I'll clear the 2011. It's a whole different meaning. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do 2012, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'll do 2012, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll do 2013, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2013, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2014, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll just do this year here. So 2015, February 20th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 2015, February 20th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we should have some comments on this one because it was started off pretty heavy. That's you, Cindy.
Wow, yes, you did very good with the years, Ron, and I'm curious to know the difference between saying 2015 versus 2015. And maybe you said it, but I'd like to hear it again.
Well, it's a different number sequence. So I'm using the word 20 versus 2000. So it's a completely different number set, a different program.
Wow.
If normally on the NATO chart, you typically would use what you use all the time verbally when you talk, because that's how they hook you up. But maybe they could be sneaky and do it the other way too, and it may not even make any sense to you because you don't actually verbalize it. But both of those numbers are true. We don't say like 2001 and 5 for 2015. It's either 2015 or it's 2015. So
right. They
both could be used equally as well. And if you don't use the word 1,000 and it's just easier as a shortcut, to say 2015, then the aliens could sneak in and put it in there the other way too and cause you harm. And you could be clearing that all the time, and they're coming in the back door with a different number sequence. So anyway, that's why I did them both near the end there. So we'll see what kind of comments we get. I'm sure they should have something coming through because it was pretty heavy. So back to you.
Yes, thank you so much for explaining that. And you brought up the NATO barcode clearing. I'm going to double check that name. But you do have a clearing where we can go in and clear keywords or dates, and on the left side of creationlightship.com, you have recommended healings, and below that are free healings, including the alien keyword that can be used. And I'm pulling up the NATO barcode clearing just to see the exact name. And actually, anyone that would like to find a type of clearing, you can go on to creationlightship.com. The search box is on the left-hand side, and you can usually put in the topic, and it'll pop up. So the NATO barcode removal, now, is that the one we're talking about to clear dates and...
Yeah, that would be dates, the name, times... birth date, maybe when you got married, maybe when you got divorced, when you had your first child, all these dates, nicknames, things like this here are what's attached to you, your addresses, phone numbers, et cetera, license plate numbers possibly. Maybe you got your own license plate, a personal one. So naturally, right away, you're going to be attached to that because you wanted to choose that one. You don't have much of a choice. Typically, when you go on to DMV to get a license plate, that's if you do change it. Say, no, I don't want this one here. Take the one on, 6 underneath that or something. You could probably do that maybe. I don't know. But I'm just kind of thinking, I just wonder if anybody out there is not Chinese, okay, listening, but all of a sudden they had a craving today for Chinese food. And that could be because you're on the Chinese timeline. You might just look at that. That would be quite interesting, for like a little validation for yourself that, wow, where am I, and that could be a coincidence too, but it'd be a really, big coincidence, So anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Right. Well, thanks for... adding the explanation. Now, you were saying that we would normally add the information in as we would speak it. So, would we, for 2015, would we just type the 2015 and leave it at that?
Yes, that's all you have to do. Yes,
So we wouldn't have to type out 2015, if that's how...
You may want to put a space there then. If it is 2015, then you probably want to put a space, 20 space 15, The other one would be 2015. So you may just try it, just experiment and just see if there's a change. Like so they could be coming through the back door without you even realizing it. So, we got any healing questions out there, Cindy?
Well, we do have some responses, Juan, regarding the different topics, and let me just see here. In regard to the China issue, the comment is China has no time zones at all in the entire country, and the calendar is not only lunar, but it's a combo solar as well. And this person has done timeline crashes, so there's not been an effect on this person for 24/7. Let's see. See, a few countries in Asia don't have any time zones in their country. Well, Ron, would that matter? I mean, how do time zones affect everything? Ron, are you there?
Yes. Yeah, they're still living in time. So remember, the days, the times equate to days, okay? So even though you may not have a watch on your hand or something or whatever, you're still dealing with a day, which is 24 hours. So they are using it, even if it may not be displayed as a given time zone. But I'm sure if you called over to somebody in China and you called them at 3 in the morning and they were upset because you called them at 3 in the morning their time, and you'd say, well, you don't have a time zone here. They do respond to time, you know. Plus you have the international, you know, time zones, and people respect when people are normally sleeping at night. So that's what I'm looking at is, so it still will affect things, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you. We do have a fast chat feedback question regarding emotional clearing. And I know that you have shared information regarding that for us many times. However, we have new people that are joining or maybe newly awakened people. So would you explain the emotional clearing and why it's important?
Well, in a nutshell, the emotional clearing is an energetic body that you have, that the Earth Spirit gave the physical body, so it gave you that, gave your body that. So when people think of you or do any kind of mumble-jumble to you, psychic attacks, think bad thoughts, good thoughts, all these energies are being directed to you as a mental psychic attack energy. And because of that, because it's so strong, then you know that... you know, it could harm you, just like somebody could bend a spoon or even move objects on a table. So you probably have all heard about that or seen it, and wow, you go, wow, that's really strong. Well, that's the same energy could be and maybe is directed to your body with people thinking bad thoughts or good thoughts. I think I mentioned before one of the shows that the phrase, somebody wants to be talking about you because your ears are turning red or something like that. And, you know, that's probably when more people were awake a long time ago. And some of those old sayings are not, you know, stated any longer, at least I haven't heard anybody ever say it. So you want to clean out that body. So that body stores every one of the thoughts that you brought up in this lifetime. How did you bring these thoughts up to damage you? Remember, these are all judgment thoughts. As you're judging the light, and that gets stored in the body. And so and when then somebody has a psychic attack on you, that's still mind energy, and that body absorbs that energy too, which you may not even be aware of. But basically what you have went through so far in this lifetime, your stuff, your dramas, your traumas, that was activated in you by something external to you. So you read it in a newspaper, heard it on TV or whatever, saw it physically, and then that activates your DNA from whatever lifetime which could even be this lifetime, something has happened. And then that energy kind of gets boomeranged back and forth into you, and your body, once it knows that it has a blocked energy, before it was dormant. And so that got activated by somebody, maybe a newscaster showing a flood or something, and you, your body drowned, or an entity was in you that drowned, which also energized that energy. And, you know, your body went through a lot of stuff, and all of a sudden now you're dealing with somebody drowning, you know, which could be you. Now you're having those events happening to you, not realizing that, you know, it started maybe 20 years ago when you first saw it on TV of a flood, and now you are even maybe afraid to go out swimming or something because you're afraid you're going to drown. So anyway, the body will tell itself to get well to get rid of the energy. So this body, your emotional body, in a sense, will say holds all of your karma from this lifetime. Now, like I said, if nothing's come up, you know, from below that that iceberg, you know, sitting there beneath the water, nothing comes up, no issues come up that you see, you know, sense physically, taste, you know, all these things that we go through. If nothing's come up, then that body would only have the contaminations on it from people doing psychic attacks on you. But it also stores, like I said, your karma of situations and conditions. So that has all this stuff connected to you. So that's your karma, and it recycles. And it gets worse and worse and worse with each issue that you're dealing with. And eventually one of those issues is going to kill you. So that's why you want to do an emotional clearing. It takes about 20 minutes online to do, and it gets rid of most of your emotional stuff that's resurfaced in this lifetime. So that's what you could call even a karma clearing. And that clearing is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago about taking away your sins. So your sins are like improper thinking. You know, I just see the judging the light because you're putting judgment into a situation. So once you judge it, then automatically it's stored inside of you, and then it pops out, and it has been stored by your ancestors. So whatever you're dealing with in this lifetime, it's not necessarily your fault. You know, the New Age people would say, well, yeah, your thoughts control your reality, and that is true. But, you know, if you were going to a New Age church and you, you know, came in and because you, you know, twisted your ankle or broke a bone in your leg and you have crutches on, and you'd go there typically on Sunday, and they'd all be looking at you wondering, what was that person thinking to have their leg in a cast? Okay, so, well, it's not necessarily what you were thinking. Your ancestors set you up. And the dark side really did it because they didn't allow the earth spirit to take that emotional body. But remember, what happened to you with that leg condition, it's probably been with you for 20, 30 years. And now all of a sudden it kicked in because your body knew there'd be a problem probably in the future. So now you maybe have a twisted ankle or a broken bone, and it could be worse. So it's up to you to clear it out of your energy field. But at this point, it'd be so hard to get it out because now it manifested in the physical. So things in the invisible are much easier to clear than a physical thing. And sometimes it can be detrimental. You could have a problem with your finger, and, you know, maybe you're a woodworker and been cutting wood for, you know, 30 years, and all of a sudden you cut your finger off accidentally. And, you know, it was still in the invisible around you, and you just never knew about it or caught on. So that's why you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, to get rid of that energy, so you can save yourself from having a lot of grief and torment. And once you do the clearing, for most people it takes a little bit of time for the body to process. So maybe up to 3 days, you know. And some people can process instantly within maybe half of a day. So, but anyway, what happens is you're freed up of all those thoughts that was controlling you. And then you have to replan your life. You need to look at all the patterns that you had that were emotional, that drove you, are no longer there. So there are pieces replaced, you know, where the energy would be causing you, you know, harm and problems. So if you needed to get yelled at by somebody to get motivated, next time they yell at you, you're going to look at them and say, oh, well, big deal. Been there, done that. So it actually frees you of this stuff. So that's your karma, if you want to use that term. That's your karma. Do the emotional clearing, 20 minutes, and it's finished. And then you may want to get the unlimited version on down the road to stay current, as people will bring you more into situations that they are dealing with. And typically, once you realize you're freed up, you really don't want to be with those people, because you don't want to have them drag you down and bring you back into a situation. So, and if you are in a relationship, then have your mate, do the clearing also, and it's half price. So it's, you bounce it back and forth, regular price and half price, regular and half. If you're planning to get into a relationship, then have that person get the clearing. Have them do it, or do it on them yourself. That way, you're starting off with less judgment in the relationship. And otherwise, you bring in your old emotional situations, the old you, into a new relationship, and you're going to be drawing somebody to you just like your last partner. So you may not want to have that. So, do the emotional clearing to free yourself, and then do it also so you can have a more, harmonious relationship with somebody else. So back to you.
Wow, thank you so much. That's a wonderful explanation. CreationLightship.com is the location to find Ron's over 500 clearing options. And if you go to the search box on the left-hand side, you can type in emotional, and then it should pop up the clearing for you. So thanks for that, Ron. How about doing an emotional clearing for us? Since we talked about it.
Okay, so think of something that happened to you that maybe is, causing you problems. So we did this initially at the start of the show, so just think of something
right else.
Maybe think of one of your childhood situations that you had. And think of one that really kind of pushed your buttons. And you could be dealing with that situation or the energy on it, in today's life, not even knowing about it. So here we go. Let's just say for some reason you, when kids are younger, a lot of times they may have to go to the restroom and the teacher says no, and maybe you pee your pants or something, Sure, you all know about that. So let's just say that really got you embarrassed completely. And because of that situation, you became an introvert. And the teacher did that to you, but they actually activated your DNA going back whenever that same situation could have happened or something similar. And so now you're older, maybe you're 50 years of age, and you're hearing me talk about this, and that happened to me, and I got really embarrassed, and I'm even afraid to go out now in my car. I may think I have to pee my pants or something, because that's still, remember, history repeats itself, but it's still the interviews with you, even though, it could be, 40 years ago or so. So let's clear that one incident, and all of a sudden your whole life could change instantly. So here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll kind of talk about that a little bit here just to make a little clearer for people. Let's say that you got bitten by a dog. And, it was okay, but you got bitten 5 years ago. Now you want to get a dog. So you look around for dogs. Maybe you go to the kennel and you find a dog. And you go, boy, I don't want to get a dog. It's going to bite me. And the dog looks nice to you. And sure enough, it's in your field that you're afraid of the dog. And it reads that. And actually, maybe all that it reads is, I want to be bitten, It didn't see the word doesn't want to be, but it just read the word does. So the dog bites you now. And you go, oh, I'm getting rid of this dog. All dogs bite. Well, you'd want to do the emotional clearing on you to get rid of that situation. And maybe you do find a dog, and the person says, you know, kind of changing it slightly. They say, you know, this is a great dog, but it snips at people off and on. Well, you go, aha, now I know what to do. I'll do an emotional clearing on the dog. I got this beautiful dog, and that will probably fix it. So just do, you know, maybe whatever the dog's age is. We'll say it's 3 years of age. Go in and do a clearing for 3 years on your dog, and it'll change. And you may want to also, if you have history, also on them. You want to do some other things, too. You can just do maybe a trauma clearing on the dog, maybe, or pain clearing or something. But that's kind of the way that sort of works. But remember, history repeats itself, and you want to get out of your past history. Because you will, you know, rejoin it over again. And, you know, like the karma situation is, it will come upon you. If not today, maybe tomorrow. Because you still have the energy with you. You want to be in neutral. And when you're not in neutral, then you're on timelines. So, of course, things are going to be happening to you. The aliens have you on timelines, and they're doing all kinds of sort of things to you, which you know nothing about. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Well, that sure shares the importance of doing the emotional clearing, and we received a testimonial regarding that, Ron. Combination of things, actually. We have a longtime listener that had, let's see, a brother that had passed away. She felt that he was in her or on her. And so the clearings that were done with the emotional body clearing, and the listener says, I felt my spine adjust, my chest pain gone, breathing better, no food cravings. And you are the best, Ron. Of course, we knew that, but that was nice to hear. And then also, there was mention about the deceased loved one clearing involving this situation, Ron. So how did that work out with the listener?
You know, what happens is when somebody is no longer living, that emotional body of that person will turn into a ghost. And it's looking for a host. So it's going to come to the loved ones, we'll say, using that term, that are still living, and or the people that were the closest to it. And it will visit them and sometimes even come into their bodies, giving them their load of emotional density and also maybe addictions and habits. So that's why you want to do the deceased loved one clearing. It's $50, and you can do that for anybody that you know of who passed on, you know, whose body died here, because that emotional body is and will look for a host, and it knows about family genetics. And it can very easily slip into a relative because of the body genetics. It has a certain code on it that emotional body can, you know, come into. And I remember hearing something a while back somewhere, somehow, but these people were talking, and maybe the grandfather or great-grandfather was in the Marines, and then from there it went to the next generation. You know, they were in the Marines, and now all of a sudden the young man, young boy, we'll call him, it's at 18 or whatever the age would be, is now going into the Marines. So what could that be? Well, maybe the original one, original emotional body, is now going into the next generation and the people that can go into the Marines. So it probably did body hopping. Now, what's going to happen if, for some reason, the first one, let's just call it the first generation of that person, let's just say that person got killed. What's the emotional body going to look for? So I'll let you guys think of that one. It could bring that same incident to you because the emotional body is in fear of something happening. And that can be radiated into your auric field, which will draw something to you to have that happen. So you guys can kind of look at that as another, you know, this is our sci-fi night. So you may wonder why things are happening to you like your ancestors had, And lo and behold, guess what? You may have, you know, Uncle Fred with you, you know, or something. And that's what happened. So you want to definitely get your spirit more into your body, which is why also you want to do the emotional clearing, because all of your thoughts are in judgment, and your spirit's not in judgment, and it's not going to come into you as you start collecting more and more of these thoughts. So the only way that you're going to actually be, I guess using the New Age term, maybe awakened, is really being awakened to your spirit. You're not getting more light to you, but it would be more of your spirit energy. But the only way you're going to become, you know, a little more clearer in your thinking, and that's even the wrong word to say, but to be more present, let's use that, with your spirit is to do a clearing. You can't do any kind of mantras. Can't get out your prayer beads. You know, you can't do some hocus pocus on yourself. All that's going to make you further down the rat hole because you're not solving the problem. You're putting more energies into it outside of yourself, bringing in more alien contamination to you. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Thank you so much for that explanation. And I know that you have talked with us many times in regard to, well, the emotional healing and then also the deceased loved one healing. And actually, February 15, 2015, is a previous BBS radio show, Ron, that you talked about those topics with us. And so I invite everyone out there to check out the archive because it even though Ron may talk about a subject multiple times, there's always different information that comes out depending on the situation that he's dealing with or that we're talking about. So thank you for that, Ron. And by the way, if you go on to the CLS chat connection page and go to the tips and topics, you'll see an A to Z list that is about topics that we've started. So you can go on there and look at death, for instance, or emotional release information. Ron also discussed that on January 17th of this year. So you can go on there and see some other shows that have a topic that you'd be interested in. Thank you, Ron. And we actually have received several comments. Thank you, everyone. Comments regarding the cleanse that you did earlier on the timelines. And one comment from the 10 years that you cleared for us, Ron, I should say 10 plus because you did the 20 versions also. The person said that she felt lightheaded while you were doing the clearing. So was she whizzing through the time with you or...
Well, it was just taking away timelines that you really shouldn't be on. So, you know, that's just the way, kind of the way it is there. That's why I said you might get dizzy or feeling a little funny, you know, during the clearing, because that is, we're getting rid of timelines that you're on and they're coming down upon you, coming back into here again. So, and it still could be crashing for another 15 minutes or so. So just know maybe within the next half an hour, you should be back here from those timelines if you haven't been returned. Remember, the timelines, depends where you are on the timeline. So it's all very interesting. And I guess for the newbie listeners, the hardest thing is that once you realize that, you know, you've been lied to for your whole life about the spirituality stuff, and you finally start seeing it, and you go, wow. And then you get kind of angry sometimes because all of a sudden, you know, you find out that, you know, life was not the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, then you look at the people around you, but maybe you find out that most of your friends are kind of weirded out. They got over, you know, meditated, you know, medicated, you know, so, and they don't like you anymore because you're not doing what they're doing, And all you do is seeing them getting more glossed over eyes, and then they look for the next magical healer to go to or whatever who's coming up next, you know, and then you go to that person and get more slime energy on you, and you keep doing all this mind stuff, and, you know, the last mantra or chant that you did or healing modality, you know, only could take you so far. And you realize, oh, geez, I spent $4,000 on this one particular thing to have my license on my wall, and now I'm being slimed by it. And it, the whole thing is, it's kind of strange, but, you know, at least, you know, our information that at least I give is pretty consistent throughout all the years. To check out different BBS shows, we're on since probably, I think end of 2006, I believe. Or it was 2000, I think it's 2006, January, but or it could be 2007, I just don't remember. But anyways, there's a lot of shows. Just listen to them and take some notes, and if you have any questions about a particular show, and maybe it didn't sound right to you, then by all means, go in there and write down a question about it so we can answer your question a little more in detail. Maybe one show talk. You couldn't find any more questions on other shows or the answer to what we were talking about. So that's always fun to do. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, you brought up a great point, Ron. As people are listening to the archives, certainly if you have questions, I would also invite you, if you have listened to a show that has some specific topics that really are more important to you, or that you felt something more, could be even a clearing that Ron does on the archive, feel free to share that information, because you are helping others, and we do appreciate your sharing your feedback. So you can go on to the CLS chat site, and at the top there is the fast chat feedback link that you can just fill in the information. It's just brief information, anonymous, and it's very safe, no recording issues. So you can do that. And then if you do want to send more details, clsquestions@yahoo.com would be great. So that is wonderful. And actually, the questions or the information you're sharing are going to eventually end up on Wikipedia. Right now they're on the tips and topics A to Z, so you can watch for your information there. Well, Ron, we do have several fast chat feedbacks regarding the clearings you did for time. So here's one that's very startling. Oh my, this is so heavy for me. It is my oldest daughter's birthday. She was abducted 10 years ago. This makes sense to me now, with all these timelines from China in the different timeline. I was dizzy, yawning, and thank you very much, Ron, for doing that. So that's amazing.
Yeah, that's because, you know, I don't know anybody, you know, because they're working with the calendar, so, you know, I don't know of any other, you know, people on the planet that don't use January 1st, okay, as the new year. But if there were ones, then, you know, naturally that could be the same thing. And maybe there's something that goes far back in history, too, dealing with this. So anyway, quite interesting. So you may want to just see if anything happened to you on February 20th, years and years ago. So back to you.
Wow. Well, I'm just wondering if this listener would send us information, you know, after a couple of days, because, you know, just to share what is going on. Because if her daughter was abducted 10 years ago, and Ron, you just went through and cleared back 10 years, I'm thinking there would be more evolution to that.
Yeah, and she may come back now, you know. You may want to go in and do the timeline crashes and also space-time crashes, see if you can get more of her energy back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is great. Okay, let's see. Another comment. Yes, I wanted Chinese food today. Wow. I guess we just never know, you know, how something can affect us. Did you have Chinese food today, Ron?
Nope, I didn't. Nope.
Okay, me neither. All right, let us see here. Okay, another fast chat comment. Thanks for explaining why I felt very off the last 2 days. It's hard staying on the COS Now timeline of life. What else should we do to protect ourselves?
Well, that's a good one. You know, the shrink wrap can help a little bit, but stuff coming in from the beyond, though, you know, just keep doing timeline crashes and stay in the now. That's the main thing. So, you know, we're using hindsight here to see what happened versus, you know, looking into the future. Because, see, the light doesn't work in the future. It only works in the now. So I can go back from the now and go back maybe a few days or so if I have that, you know, the information there possibly. But normally I'm only like 15 minutes back, and that's it. You know, doing a clearing going back 10 years, I can do that easily, but I'm not looking at it. I'm just clearing it for you, and that brings up your situations, your stuff, your karma from that time. Mm-hmm. So what you might want to do, if that 10 years helped you somewhat, you may want to go back to your birth. It's more than likely they've had that for a long time, and see if that helps you out. You know, go back to your initial birth date or the amount of years that you're living here, and maybe even do one more, you know, getting, you know, because you could be, you know, still inside your mother maybe when that happened. Maybe you're, you know, a baby born in June or something. Well, that still would affect you. You know, because you're still physical, so you may want to go back an extra year. So, back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great idea, Ron. Thank you for that. Well, we have about 10 more minutes for the show, and we have alien information and we have clone information. So, Ron, which would you choose to speak of for the rest of the show?
Well, you got alien and clone, huh? Boy.
So we have sci-fi or we have paranormal?
Yeah, I'll have you, you know, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
We talked about clones. Let's do some clones in case somebody needs some updating on what we talked about on the last program. So let's do clones.
Okay. Excellent. Well, let us see here. Sorry, I need to scroll down just a little bit. Okay. We have a fast chat that came in. Oh, it looks like this might have been email. And this is in regard to Wednesday's show, Ron, when you talked about a person being either 100% clone or part clone and part human. And this person wants to make 3 points. Number one, I don't ever get startled. Number two, I only smile at the kids at the store. And number three, I learn from a new human experience instead of it being in my database sometimes. So the question is, am I a partial or a full or part hybrid clone? This is a longtime listener and notes that he does do the three clearings constantly, which must be the all-to-light clearings that you offered for us, Ron.
Well, if you've done emotional clearing and other ones, plus the free ones, how were you, you know, before you did those clearings? That's the first thing to ask, okay? So, you know, if you were upset all the time and got agitated, then, yeah, you would probably be a human clone. Now, if you just listened to the program just now or the last, you know, maybe the last week, and you don't have any clearings underneath your belt, you didn't, haven't done anything, and then you're asking those questions to me, then I would say, yeah, you're probably a clone. So talking about clones, so clones have not a very long memory. They're looking for data completely. They just got rebooted the first of the year, so what you probably knew last year has been wiped, because it could be a brand new you here, because that's what they did the year before and the year before that and this year. So, you know, each year I think they only have a lifespan. I could be wrong with this, but we'll just say that the clones are only here for 1 year, okay? So they come in at their current age, and they live an experience for a year. That's kind of what I'm noticing, but I'll say I'm 80% correct. And then they get replaced with another clone of themselves, and that information, which would be in the alien collective consciousness mind energy. Remember, the mind energy is like the hive energy that the Grays talk about. One person knows about it, and they kind of all know, but they're all looking for data. And it depends on what alien race created you, because they probably won't exchange data to the different alien races that are making clones. So if you have a short memory, you don't recall a lot of things, no database, know how to live here a little bit, but not completely. You know, don't really care about things too much. Then I would say you're probably a clone. And if you can't give change, if you can't count right or give change without that machine in front of you, if you're a clerk or something like that, or teller, then you know that you are a cloned person, because a human will know how to do that. Another thing, if you happen to go into, maybe you're, we talked about Chinese food tonight, maybe for you, you know, you start hearing about different types of food that's from other races, and you go, wow, your mind might say, gee, I didn't know that, like going to the shopping mall, I didn't know that, southern food, you know, maybe, like southern fried chicken or something. I didn't know about that, you know. It's must be brand new here. I never saw it before. Well, you know, hello, that's been out for a long time. You know, so just look at different situations that sort of like look new to you. And these have probably been here for a long time, and you know that you're brand new. So today would be your 20th day in February, so you've been here for 2 months, 20 days. And, you know, what can you expect out of yourself? You can't expect a whole lot, because you're still a babe in the woods here. So that's how clones are. So if you're always smiling, nothing upsets you, then you know that you are more than likely a clone. If you did clearing on the website, cleaning up your emotions, where humans need to have that cleaned out, where clones don't even relate to it too much, but they are learning emotions. They will get upset. So what you're probably going to find maybe in a few months, and if you're a clone listening and you don't get upset and you find yourself not even take notes, you find yourself getting upset in a couple months from now, that means that you're collecting data and you're getting emotions, and then you want to do the emotional clearing to calm yourself back down again. So that's kind of what's going on. So for the way that was indicated, I would say more than likely yes. You know, if you do a lot of clearings on yourself, that can take away that energy. That's that karma energy resonating with you. So by doing a lot of clearings, you know, you could become peaceful. The clones are normally peaceful to begin with, and they're searching for data, and they don't have much of a background on living and don't know how to live here. But they do kind of watch other people, and they ask all kinds of questions because they have to, you know, figure out how to live here. So how is she going to do that unless she asks questions? And they're very, very hungry for data. Those 101010s, okay? So back to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Juan, for that information. And we do have another question regarding clones. And let's see here. This person says, if when we are here as humans, can we protect our souls from being stolen by avoiding eye contact or by wearing glasses? And the topic was regarding clones. So can we protect ourselves?
All that's going to do is prevent somebody from, like a shapeshifter hopping into you probably with the eye contact. I don't think, it could help somewhat. But a clone's not going to want to steal, anything from you. I don't think anyway. As far as your spirit, those are done by aliens. So a clone is just an alien body brought down here with not much intelligence to it. And, they could have repeat programs and stuff. So that's kind of why I would maybe answer that question. So the only way to protect yourself, like I said, is do the clearings, get your emotional clearing and whatever clearings you think you need, what you're dealing with where you're not peaceful. And do those clearings to get rid of the stuff so you can become peaceful. And that will prevent you from being on a lot of timelines. And that prevents you from being abducted. So that's the whole thing. You want to get more of your spirit back to you. Back to you, Cindy. Let's say we got about a minute to go here.
Okay. Well, I wanted to mention that Ron does have some expos coming up. You can go on to the CLS chat site under events. And you'll see expos. The next one is, let us see when it is. Well, it's in San Francisco. It's not coming up right here.
Going to New York. New York will be on the around the 20th, I believe.
March 20th through the 22nd of March.
Yeah, 22nd. Yeah.
Right. My apologies. That's the New Life Expo, and if you go on the site, there's actually a link that will take you there. And there's also light chamber information if you'd like to have your picture added to the light chamber during the session. And then also, this weekend is a continuation of the February monthly intensive, and that would be on Sunday. We have February 22nd and March 1st for the rest of the February rejuvenation calls. And there's still time to participate. Go on to creationlightship.com under events. And then if you're not able to be there personally, Ron does allow us to be absentee. So thank you very much, Ron, for all the clearings that you did for us and all the great information. We have more information that came in tonight through the fast chat feed and emails. So we'll address those later in the week. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, everybody. Yeah, thank you. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. So this you should be doing yourself daily, maybe five times a day or so. And you have to say it out loud, or you can whisper. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. And here we go, dropping down. Like an elevator, I count from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So you should notice instantly that you can't really have any thoughts. You don't think too much there. You're in the present moment. You're where time has stopped, and you're with your spirit and source energy. Remember, your spirit gives you source energy. It's never outside of yourself. And that's all your spirit can do for you. So it can give you peace. So thank you, everybody. And we'll see you on the next program tomorrow night, same time, same station. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, you, everyone, for listening. CreationLightChip.com.